You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Today I'm going to talk about how to become more self-aware.
Today's episode is sponsored by Ivy Elite Training. Are you looking for online professional workplace training to improve your knowledge, competence, skill, and effectiveness? Then visit www.ivyelitetraining.com.
Self-awareness is a powerful tool that many of us can benefit from. It allows us to know the whys behind our behaviors, feelings, triggers, and actions. When you become more self-aware, you have the power not only to help yourself through difficult issues, but you can also help others through similar ones. Being able to identify the emotional root of problems is often the key to being able to work through them. The things that have happened to us in the past have an impact on us even in our present. An important thing to remember about this is that while your past has shaped you as a person, it does not control you. Take some time to think about the struggles and traumas that you've gone through and how you tend to respond when present situations remind you of them. Now, we can all take lessons on things to avoid from our past and what red flags may arise. However, we should not assume that every single thing that we experience reminds us of our past is going to end up the same way. We need to learn from the past, but don't stay in it. It's important to take a step back and to be objective. Sometimes a situation can make us feel very emotional and unable to think about the big picture. Whenever you feel yourself becoming overwhelmed with emotion and/or frustration, take a step back and try to see the situation from an outside perspective. Consider the point of view from other people involved, their personal feelings and struggles, and how the combination of all of your life experiences can add up to unnecessary tension. Understand that you and other people are not perfect, and everyone is feeling with different struggles from each of their past and presents. This will help you to become more compassionate and ready to quickly come up with compromises instead of getting caught up in the negativity of arguments. When you learn to become more self-aware, you will understand yourself and others more easily. When you know why things make you feel the way that you do, you can become more at peace with yourself, and you can learn how to react in healthy ways. And if you're having trouble figuring certain things out, it can help to speak to a trusted friend, family member, or a professional to assist you in getting to the root of specific issues. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. And tune in on Wednesday for a new guided meditation. Stay safe and be well.